Hello and welcome to Outlook from the BBC World Service. I'm Matthew Bannister. Between 1987 and 2006, 25,000 children were taken by the Lord's Resistance Army, a brutal guerrilla insurgency led by Joseph Kony. Since peace has been established, over 10,000 of these children have returned. Many come back traumatised by what they experienced in the bush and are haunted by bad dreams and depressive episodes. One of the ways the local community deals with this is to hold a ritual cleansing ceremony, which is said to purge the child of the bad deeds they committed while acting as a soldier for the LRA. Locals believe the spirits of those that have been killed plague the child until they are ritually cleansed. Our reporter Candida Beveridge went to the cleansing ceremony of a 17-year-old boy who's only recently returned from captivity.
It's dawn and the mist is rising off the maize fields that surround this tiny remote village of Arusha in northern Uganda. Under the canopy of a large tree are the male elders, and among them is the diviner of today's events, village elder Veletino Luto. Next to him is Christopher Arwai from Kitgum Concerned Women's Association, who's made today's event possible because he's brought a goat and a chicken to the ceremony. And he's also going to be explaining what's going on in the ceremony. Sitting apart from the other men on a tree stump is 17-year-old former child soldier Thomas Ungwe. He's covered in ash, wearing a crown made out of reeds, holding a spear. And he looks very disturbed and anxious. For 3 days, no one's been allowed to come near him or to touch him.
While I was in captivity, we were made to fight the enemies. I happened to kill a good number of people. And one particular incident which I can recall very vividly was in the Congo, when 11 of us killed over 70 people. Then afterwards, our commanders instructed us to go and cut their flesh so that we get blood from their corpses and then lick 3 times. This is what has been causing me nightmares. So often in the night I dream that I'm carrying dead bodies and probably taking them for burial. And this has been disturbing me for quite a while, especially shortly after reintegration back home.
The diviner who is presiding over this ritual must have been somebody who also killed. Like in this case, the diviner also one time killed and he had a similar ritual performed. It is very important to perform this ritual so that he is cleansed of the bad spirits that seem to be disturbing him. And if we don't do this, the bad spirits in him may cause him sickness. So what this ceremony is going to do is to remove the spirits and ensure that by the end of the ceremony, all the bad spirits goes with the sunset. Shortly, we are going to take the boy before the shrine. And with him, there's going to be a goat and a chicken. This same god is going to be led out of the compound and taken to the bush. From there, he will be made to slaughter the god. Right now, the god has been slaughtered. Okay, they are ripping the skin, and the skin is going to be tied around their bodies. The significance of the skin is to give him courage, so that he can face life, he can continue living well. The meat has been cut, is going to be taken on fire to be roasted. This piece of meat that the young men are going to share in, they are not going to hold the meat in their hand. They just bite using their teeth, and they will rival to get the meat. This is to symbolize the courage that they should have whenever they go hunting or they go fighting.
It is believed that the heat from the fire should be able to, you know, literally melt the blood that is believed to be trapped in the boy's blood. The blood of the ones he killed will melt and, you know, evaporate.
What's just happening now?
They were stepping on the fire which they used for roasting the goat. The putting off of the fire signifies putting an end to the anger of the dead person. This part where the boy who is having the ritual performed on has got to go through the ant hill that is cut open so that termites can bite him. And when termites bite him, he will bleed blood. The blood he bleeds signifies the blood of the person he killed coming out of himself, so that finally he is going to be relieved from the spirit of the dead person that he killed. Finally, as the sun will be moving towards the west, the bad spirits that we think has been harboring in the boy will be chased and will go with the sunset.
It seems a bit brutal, this ceremony. What do you think?
It is brutal, but the ceremony is a reflection of the circumstances. It was brutal, fighting and then killing.
Obviously, the people really believe in it. There are people here that don't believe in it, though, aren't they?
Yes, there are people who don't believe in such ceremonies. They associate it to demonic performances. They don't tally with the Christian norms.
When they say that when the termites bite him, that the blood is going to come out from all the people that he killed, I mean, clearly that doesn't actually happen.
That is the traditional belief.
Do you believe it's happening?
I can say yes or no, but I cherish the belief of the people. I don't want to judge anybody.
Christopher Arwai from Kishwa talking to Candida Beveridge. And Christopher tells us that Thomas Ongwe has shown a marked improvement in his psychological state since the day of the ritual and has stopped having nightmares.